Hi, good morning. I'm Janusia, and I would like to welcome you to this morning service. Prayer has been our focus during this season. Psalms 116, verses 1, 2, and 5 says, I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. God answers prayers. And this morning, we are going to hear some friends sharing answered prayers. So our prayer is that God will encourage you as we worship together.
Today, we will be hearing some testimonies about answered prayer. Let us come to the Lord with expectation and hope. Take some time now to invite the Lord and the Holy Spirit to speak to you today. When I'm doing my quiet time in the morning, I like to light a candle. I love the flame. I find it so soothing. And I pop it in here. So the wax melt in the top creates a beautiful aroma. And before I start work in the morning, this is where I sit, in my prayer chair. And one of the things I really like to do is read the St. Patrick's Prayer, which I'm going to read to you now. I arise today through God's strength to pilot me, God's might to uphold me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's hand to guard me afar and anear, alone or in a multitude. Christ shield me today against wrongdoing. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit, Christ when I stand. Christ in the heart of everyone who thinks of me. Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me. Christ in every eye that sees me. Christ in every ear who hears me. I rise today. Lord, as we watch this service today, and listen to others' experience about how you listened to their calls and answered their prayers, renew our expectation that you hear us. You love us and will answer according to your will. Holy Spirit, make us brave to ask you what is in our heart, our deepest needs. Make us a listening people, so we can hear your voice when you answer. A third time the Lord called Samuel, and Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, Here I am, you called me. Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, Go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there, calling as at the other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel said, Speak, for your servant is listening. Amen.
Hey everybody, welcome to the service. Before we start, I'm just going to explain that I'm not posing with my dog glasses, honestly I'm not. I've got quite a nasty eye infection and it looks horrible. So my shades are on. Why don't you join us in the worship this morning and in the freedom of your own house, why don't you have a dance as well?
Overjoyed.
It's a real celebration. So many smiles on their faces.
Kids are so excited. Giving them a gift, do it in Jesus' name. That's what this is all about.
It's a wonderful way to enter into the Christmas spirit in its true meaning.
Operation Christmas Child has grown hugely over 30 years since it started in a small town in the UK.
And has now snowballed into this enormous global movement.
That's what I love about Operation Christmas Child. It knows no borders and knows no boundaries. It's all about sharing the name of Jesus Christ.
It is impacting children. It is impacting families. It is impacting the world greatly.
Lives are being changed.
All over the world. It's brilliant.
Good morning. It's Pack Shoe Box time, that time of year again, which is just so wonderful. It's better really if you get the leaflet that goes with it first of all. It's got age categories, which you can choose obviously. 2 to 4, 5 to 9, 10 to 14, boy or girl. And you have to mark in the box which one you want. It cost £5 to send a box. That's all the delivery of the lorries and the planes and everything. And you do it online or you tear it off and put it in the top of the box. You choose your box. You can have one from the shoe shop for me. I have a lot of these. Or you can have an Operation Christmas Child box that you have to make up. I have these as well. When they get put together, one is slightly smaller than the other. So if you put them together, you can see the big ones. You can see which one the big one is. So you can choose. And I'm going to pack this one. And I've made it for a girl aged 10 to 14. The categories of things to put in it are scarf, hat, got here, toiletries, soap and a toothbrush, but no toothpaste. I always put in a soft toy because I think sometimes they might never have had a soft toy in their lives actually. Girly things, lots of girly things, sparkly things, jewellery, mirrors, pretty things. And that's round about it.
Once again, let's be part of this amazing opportunity to bless many children around the world, especially at this difficult time. For more information, contact Marion on marion.alt@wbbc.org.uk or on her telephone 0191-251-0205. Boxes can be delivered by the 7th of November.
Good morning, everybody. I've been asked to share a short testimony about prayer. And I want to tell you a story about a young friend of mine called Lorna. David and I and our three boys were part of Stocksfield Baptist Church for many years. We did various jobs there, and one of my jobs was as the youth fellowship leader. These were children kind of 13 to 18. We had an amazing time together. The Lord was very good to us. Lorna was part of that group. She came to know the Lord. She was an amazing evangelist. She quite happily, naturally shared her faith with those around. She brought school friends who didn't know the Lord to church. She brought them to the youth fellowship meetings. But then, of course, she went off to university. Her parents still go to Stocksfield Baptist, so we were able to keep in contact with them as to how Lorna was getting on. She still had a faith, she still had a belief, but she couldn't get or didn't want to get integrated into church life. How disappointed I was, and of course her parents were too. So I told her mum, I said, I really believe that the Lord has his hand on her life. And I'm not going to let her go, and I don't think he'll let her go. So I'm going to commit to prayer for your daughter during the time when she's away. She left university and stayed in Glasgow and got a job there, and she now lives there. Last year, her mum phoned me to say she had some amazing news. Lorna was back on track. She was part of a church fellowship and she was very, very involved. What good news! We were absolutely delighted. Remember, Lorna left us when she was 18 to go to university. She's now 40. A lot of years have passed. So that news when her mum rang was fantastic. 3 weeks ago, I had a phone call from Lorna's dad to say Lorna was coming down for the weekend and she really wanted to come to see David and I. So she came with her parents and her younger brother on the Saturday and had lunch with us. And we had a fantastic time together. She updated me on what she was doing at work and in the church and in her social life. And we also got, of course, all the news about the people in Stocksfield that we knew. Of course, there was no hugs. We had to social distance ourselves from each other, but it was absolutely great to see her. All the time they were with us, I thought, what I really want to do is to spend time with Lorna alone. I didn't know how that was going to happen, but it did. So her and I had about 10 minutes together and David talked to the rest of the family. And this was her story. She left Stocksfield, she went off to university, and as I said, she didn't get integrated into church life. Last year, when her mum and dad were up, she went to church with them. Every time they visited her for a weekend, she went with them. And in coffee time, a girl from the church came up to Lorna and said, "Why is it that you only come to church when your parents are here? I'll give you my telephone number, and if you would like to come back, we can meet up and have coffee, and then we can go to church together." So Lorna felt a bit kind of cornered, I think. But she said, okay. But she said, "I'm going to my sister's for a 10-day holiday down south." So she said, "I'm going to be away from Glasgow for a while." And this girl said, "That's fine. Just give me a ring when you get back." So she went down to stay with her sister and husband, and they've got two boys. And they're Christians. So on the Sunday, naturally, they all trooped off to church. They had a good service. Lorna felt comfortable. And after the service, the minister there came and shook Lorna's hand, introduced himself, and they had a chat. And before he left them, he said, "I have a word for you. I hope it makes sense." And this is what he said: "The time is right." Now, it didn't make sense to him or to anybody else, but it made sense and had an impact on Lorna. So, to finish the story, she went back home, phoned this girl up, they met for coffee, and she's now well installed in her church. She's leading, or part leading, the Alpha group. She's involved in so many things. Remember, she was 18 when she left us. She came back to the Lord and got integrated into the church family last year, and she's 40. Quite a gap. So my message this morning is, never give up. Persist in prayer. it's so easy when we don't get an answer straight away, or maybe the right answer, that we just toss that situation aside. But my message to you this morning is never give up. Persist in prayer. May God bless you all as you seek to pray and intercede for others.
It is my pleasure to be invited to the church gathering today in order to share to you the good news that the Lord has done into our lives as a family in these unprecedented times. It was started last July when Alex have experienced blood in urine after exercise, and the GP have thought it's just only a urine infection, so they've given him an antibiotic to take for 7 days. And then August came, he still experienced left groin pain and radiates to his upper thigh, and he has also urinary frequency. So Alex was referred to urology, and they took blood and they sent him for renal scan. The blood shows that there's like a slight raise in the enzyme that's responsible for the prostate. And in his age, it should not be high. And the renal scan shows that he is retaining urine in his bladder. He's not completely emptying it. So they sent him for further tests, which is a cystoscopy and a physical examination. But the cystoscopy shows that the infection in the urine is improving due to the antibiotic that they have given him. And but the physical exam, it shows that there's a slight enlarged prostate. So he has to undergo MRI in September and as well as X-ray. And both shows that there is a lesions in his prostates, and then he undergo prostate biopsy. It is a worrying time for us as a family, but then it's out of our control. So the only thing that we have to do is pray to God and read His word, what He wants us to do. He is the only one who knows everything for our future. As what we said, prayer is more powerful than we think. We pray, we are not only asking God for help, but we are also acknowledging the power of God in our lives. We are lifting Him above every challenges we face. Our prayer to God serves as a powerful act of faith. There's no matter what we face in life, we know that God is always with us and He will never leave us. So don't stop praying. Keep on talking to God. Know that God is listening to your prayers, and He is making a way for us. Remember that your prayer time is very important. It will nourish our spiritual life. So you need to pray daily. God will encounter you in your prayer time. Sometimes when we pray, God reveals something important. Praying to God is not only talking to Him, but it is also listening to what He wants to say. He will encounter us and He will do mighty things. God will strengthen us when we pray. He will remind us what His great love. He will comfort us when we are in pain. So never underestimate your prayers. He is commanding His angel to move for us. Believe that God is powerful enough to change your situation or our situation. Above all, He is able to change your prospect in life. He will change you how to deal with your problems. When you pray, you always need to have faith. When you close your eyes, imagine that you have already received the things that you have prayed for. Because that's what faith is all about. It's trusting God despite of the difficulties we are facing. We pray simply because we need God. And we are nothing without Him. So that's why we adhere to Him most of the time. We keep on praying and reading His Word. That's the only hope that we as a family have adhered to. And praise God and glorify to His name that His Alex's result is negative in his biopsy. In Jesus' name, we prayed all the time. Amen. Thank you for listening.
And we sing holy, we sing holy, we sing holy to the Lord. We sing holy, we sing holy, we sing holy to the Lord. And we sing holy, we sing holy, we sing holy to the Lord. And we sing holy, we sing holy, we sing holy to the Lord. I praise you, Lord, with all of my heart, and I bow down in your holy place above all else. I'll sing your praise for your love and faithfulness when I call. You answer me. We sing holy,
We sing holy, we sing holy to the Lord.
Hi everyone. Today I wanted to talk about a personal response to prayer that I have experienced. In the summer of 2018, me and my mum decided that we were going to visit her family in Brazil for the first time in almost 9 years. We booked the flights for March 2019 and we were going to stay there for about a month. The flights were very expensive and the time of year we were going meant that I would have to miss some school, which we thought would be difficult to get permission for. Although I had a job, I knew that I would have to be very careful with saving my money as I am known to have a bit of a spending problem. We had to ask my school for permission to miss a couple of weeks, which of course we prayed about, and thankfully I was given permission to go, as long as I carried on doing work while I was away. Everything seemed to be going to plan, and I had managed to pay off the flight sooner than I thought I would, which meant I'd have more money for shopping when I get there. About 3 weeks before our flight, my mum got quite ill, and at first I wasn't worried because I thought she'd be better by the time we were supposed to go away. But as the days went by, she wasn't showing any signs of improvement. I remember thinking, why now? Literally everything else had gone to plan. Everything we'd prayed about, like having enough money to pay off the flight in time and getting permission from my school. But all of a sudden, last minute, my mum got ill, which meant she wouldn't be able to fly. We considered the possibility of me travelling alone, but it was too complicated to sort out at such short notice, and I didn't really want to go alone, I wanted to go with my mum. I prayed every day that she would get better so we'd be able to go together. It was a couple of days before we were supposed to leave, and I'd just accepted the fact that we wouldn't be able to go anymore. My poor mum was also devastated at the thought that she wouldn't be able to see her family. We got a phone call from the doctor. She'd been given the all clear and told that it would be safe for her to fly. Weeks of me and my family praying for my mum to get better had been heard. I couldn't believe it. We packed straight away and 48 hours later, we were on the other side of the world as if everything had gone to plan. Thanks to the power of prayer, God still let us enjoy our trip in good health. This experience really helped my belief in prayer and made me realise that even if you feel like everything is going wrong, God still listens to you.
My answer to prayer actually relates to a friend of mine who's also a colleague who I've known for a number of years. Me and Michael were on shift together when we joined, about 6 months apart. So we've known each other for a good long time and been through quite a lot together. In that time, he's obviously seen me get married and have children. He's also got married to Lisa, who he's been with a number of years. And through the same time, they have also been trying to start a family. This has brought with it a lot of challenges for them. And sadly, what has also happened during that time is that they've also suffered miscarriages. And knowing Michael and being one of his closer friends, I know how badly this has affected him. I know how sort of powerless he felt around it, and I can only imagine exactly what Lisa was going through. But they've always continued down the route of wanting a family, and they've continued to try despite these setbacks. And around 8 months ago, Michael got in touch with me and another one of our close friends and said that Lisa was pregnant again. You could tell with him, it was in a really excited but guarded sense because of what had gone before and the risk of exposing himself again to that sort of pain and upset. And so he's been in my prayers since then, especially. 8 months ago obviously coincided with the beginning of COVID and with lockdowns and so on. And so the risk again was enhanced to them. Michael's a serving police officer and, you know, there was always a chance he would come into contact with the virus. Lisa's a teacher, and again, before the lockdown of the schools and with them reopening, would potentially have put herself into contact with it, and that brought a lot of other complications. So with all the worries of what was going on and everything that was happening with their own friends and family and so on, they also had this going on in the background and all that had come before it in a really worrying way. Michael and Lisa had been in my prayers ever since, and I know I wasn't the only one, as Michael comes from a Catholic family, and I've got no doubt he was in their prayers as well. Knowing how badly this has affected him and knowing what Michael's like, there was a lot of people really worried for them during this situation. I know that. Luckily, around a week ago, Michael sent us a message at about 9 o'clock at night to me and my other friend, saying that he'd had a daughter who'd been born, Olivia, that night, fit and healthy and well, and that mother and daughter were doing really well, and that he'd be getting them back tomorrow. So I spoke to him the next day, and he was in that sort of shock phase of a first-time father, or a father at any time, really. But the joy you could hear in his voice, speaking to him, and that sense of relief after everything that had gone before. And with everything that's going on in the world and everything that's so horrible and such negativity, it was an absolute bright spot in a really dark time. And it was something that will stay with me forever, as God putting his hand onto them as a couple and as a family, and really having them go through this extremely joyful occasion at a time that was so hard. And I've got no doubt that that was absolutely an answer to prayer, not just from me, but from other people, and an absolute blessing on their family.
Let us pray. We pray to the Lord, to the God who is our shelter and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. We pray for our communities, for the elderly confined to their homes and separated from family and support, for those who have lost their source of income, for those who fear for their homes, and for those who have no home, and for those offering extraordinary, everyday random acts of kindness to help one another. Lord, you are in the midst of us. Help us in this time of trouble, those worried about loved ones and friends, for those concerned about their own health. Let us not be afraid, even though the world is changing and we will have to live differently. We pray for key workers, for all medical staff and hospital workers who go to work knowing the risks they face, for medical researchers seeking ways to prevent and to cure, for social workers protecting the vulnerable, for care workers providing contact and support to those who have no other forms of help, for farmers, delivery and shop workers keeping the nation's provisions, for cleaners fighting the spread of infection. Lord, be with us in our time of need. Help us to do what has been asked of us, and give us grace to help others to do what has been asked of them. We pray for the world, for the leaders of the nations and their governments, for areas most besieged by the pandemic, for broken places where healthcare and resources are scarce, as the pandemic brings further suffering to us all. Lord, may the nations hear your voice and know that you are God, supreme among the nations, supreme over all the world. Because your love is constant, bring us comfort and healing, for you are always willing to save. You are in the midst of us. Keep us fearless in proclaiming your word and works, and make us to be lights in the darkness. We offer up our hopes and fears, our joys and sorrows to God, our refuge and strength. Lord, listen to our prayers, as we who trust in your word eagerly await your help, for you are the God of salvation. Lord, we are praying for our own church family. We are missing everybody and ask you to be each with each and everyone in these challenging times, with the sad and the lonely, with the sick and everyone without hope, with the anxious and the desperate. Please hold them in your hand, and let them know that you will be with them in their situation, and that you hear them when they pray. We especially pray for the CLT and the search team as they proceed to the next stage in the search of a team leader for our church. Everybody who is poorly and unwell, undergoing treatment, who has a new diagnosis to come to terms with, Lord, let them know you are with them. Hold them in your hand and walk beside them. Everybody's starting a new chapter in their life, university, a new school, a new job, retirement or a house move. We think of all those working in education as they attempt to educate and protect students during these difficult times. We are also praying for all those working in parish nursing in whatever role all over the country. And we lift all the missionary families in Chad to you, Lord, especially at the Guinea Bor 2 Hospital. Protect them, Lord, and give them your wisdom in their daily work. And finally, we pray for the couple who got married in our church yesterday. Bless them, Lord, as they start their married life together. We ask this all through your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
Peace is a promise.
we are coming to an end of this service today. We are very grateful to all of you who took part in this service today, on the cameras or behind the cameras also. May God give us a heart that you'll be willing to be in His presence in adoration, intercession, in prayer. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you. We thank you for answering our prayers. You are an amazing God. And our prayer is that you make us faithful to you. Take this week in your hands and bless us as we bless your name today and forevermore. Amen. Have a blessed week.